Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and this is that three-hour block that we call every day the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. So Tuesday, this city made history. You know that by now. You saw it. You saw it probably live because everyone was watching. Well, guess who's here to talk about that history? The man himself, the mayor-elect, Ed Gainey.
Good afternoon.
Welcome,
Lynn.
Sir.
How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, your voice sounds a lot stronger today than it did on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's getting better. And it's still a little under, but it's getting better.
So how's it feel? You've had more than 24 hours for this to sink in. How's it feel?
You know, Lynn, it feels good. You know, I want to thank the people of Pittsburgh because at the end of the day, without them, this could not be. We ran a campaign. You know, it's been a long time since you had a mayor's race that really ran a competitive campaign from the primary into the general. So we were fortunate for that. I believe that was great in regards to participation and getting people to pay attention. So, you know, I'm just thankful for the people of the city. You know, again, Tony Moreno, thankful for him, a spirit of debates. But I just want to say thank you to everybody in the city, and I appreciate it.
So you actually get sworn into office on January 3rd, but the job doesn't start then. I'm guessing you're working now.
Yes, we're beginning the transition process, making sure that we got everything in play. And just started to look at the issues that we really couldn't take a look at when we were campaigning. So we're getting caught up to speed on a lot of different things. It's exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
So is the first step putting together the transition team? Because you basically, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, you pretty much have to look at every city department head, and decide who you can work with and who maybe you can't.
Yeah, we have to go through the personnel, take a look at the personnel, see which ones we believe will be great for the administration, and then go from there. So, again, the vetting process, we're doing that, and we're talking to different people. So we're getting started on that now.
And one of the things you said on Tuesday night was one of your first orders of business is going to be cleaning up. You talked about, you know, cleaning up lots so that kids, as they're walking to school, can walk through their neighborhoods, can go to school with clean minds. But I'm guessing cleaning up means a lot more than that, too.
Oh, absolutely. But when I was talking about the lots, you know, in our communities, a lot of our lots are overgrown with weeds and debris running all through them. And I know a lot of times when our children are walking to school, the cleaner your mind is, the more focused you are when you get into the classroom. So that's number one. Downtown is another one. Cleanliness brings safety, and we want our city to be the safest city in America. And so those are the two primary things that I was discussing on Tuesday, is just how we start to clean up this community and make it look beautiful, one for our children, but also for investments that we want to see in our region. All that plays a major part.
And you mentioned your opponent, Tony Moreno, and you acknowledged the spirited debates. One of the things I think that happens after an election is how do you bring people together? Is that an overture you will make to try to bring those folks who supported Tony in the race, bring them on board with the Gainey team?
You know, absolutely. You know, I ran. My message was clear. I want to be a mayor for all of Pittsburgh. So it doesn't matter who we supported in the primary. It doesn't matter who we supported in the general. It's how we grow a city where everybody has access to opportunity, where people with working class families don't feel like they've been left behind or been forced out. We want to build our neighborhoods up. And in doing that, we will reach out to everybody, and we will work with everybody, because I believe that's the only way you can grow a city where everybody feels included.
And that, I mean, that's going to be key. I saw where Chris Bream today was just kind of doing a breakdown of election turnout numbers. And I think there were two surprises there. A, the turnout was bigger than people had anticipated. Well, three surprises. Bigger than people anticipated, better turnout in the Black community than people anticipated. And thirdly, biggest turnout, biggest margin of votes since Tom Murphy in 1987.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think when you have an opponent in the primary, that's great. And I believe when you have an opponent in the general, that's great. Because at the end of the day, it creates that excitement. The campaigns continue to go. You get to continue to show that what you want to do to see the city grow. So I think that what you've seen on election day is because we had a general election. And I think it was great because we got to hear how we build a better Pittsburgh. So I think you can look at it from that perspective, and if everybody wants to know if the outcome was great, look at the numbers.
So the benchmark is build a better Pittsburgh, but obviously that doesn't happen overnight. Are there small benchmarks that once you reach them, you will know that you're moving in the right direction?
Yeah, you know, I've said from day one that we're not going to transform Pittsburgh under my administration. Nothing grows in that length of time. What we have to do is plant a seed of change. If we can start cleaning up our streets, cleaning up our neighborhoods, taking care of our parks, improving police-community relations, creating an atmosphere where diversity really works, where we see it flourishing. If we plant those seeds and we begin to see that change, then we're on the right path and we're doing what's necessary to grow a city for all.
So do you, and I know I kind of asked you about, you know, you mentioned that you're going through the vetting process, you're looking at some of these positions, but, you know, it's already out there that you're looking at State Representative Jake Wheatley as deputy mayor. Is that something you're ready to comment on yet, or what's your approach on that?
So Jake Pollock and Jake Wheatley was instrumental in my campaign. They were instrumental. So one of the things that we will definitely be looking at it. We will be making some comments about that later. But both of them played a great part in my campaign, and we look forward to continue to work for them. And in regards to what positions, we'll be out with those statements in a little bit.
We're talking today on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with the mayor-elect, Ed Gainey. And, Ed, let me ask you this, because everybody made a big deal, and myself included. You know, on Tuesday night, it was like, yeah, I got to be there. This is history. First African-American mayor-elect, city of Pittsburgh. But that's not how you want to be known, is it? You don't want that to be your legacy, right?
Right. You know, I tell people all the time, I don't want to take away the historical context at all, you know, so I want to pay respect to that. But again, it's more important to be productive. It's more important to get things done. And people that know me and follow me know I work hard. So, you know, my job is to be productive and get the things that we discussed during the campaign done, cleaning up these neighborhoods, creating affordable housing, making it the most diverse city in America. Those are the things that I promise. Those are the things I'm going to work on. And I want my productivity to define me more than anything else. More than anything else, I want my productivity to define me.
And along those same lines, I mean, and you know, you and I go back far enough that we can have this conversation, but here's the reality, Ed. We know our city. We know our region. We know that there are bridges that have been built, and many of them were built during your campaign. But we also know that there are going to be facets of this community that will fight you at every turn just because you are the first African-American mayor.
Yeah, but the reality is I think that creates a great opportunity to learn one another. You know, there's nothing that we can do about that but be ourselves and work as hard as we can for the people of Pittsburgh. And I know that. And so I'm more focused on how we get the job done. And my goal is to work with everybody that wants to do that. You're always going to have adversity in life. We know that. You can't grow without adversity. I know that. So part of growing in this role is to be able to deal with the adversity that we know will come. But the reality is that can't take us off of our focus. And that's to be the safest, most affordable, most diverse city in America. The adversity is going to come, Lynn. There's no question about that. We're not saying that it's not, but we also can look at it as an opportunity. Because part of growing the city is getting to know one another. We're all going to be living here. Nobody's going nowhere. We're here. This is one city called Pittsburgh. And we can do all that we can to build up this city, regardless of race, gender, gender orientation or gender ID. We can build up this region. This is what we can do. And we have that opportunity. And that's what I'm focused on. You know, everything else, we'll deal with it as it comes, but we're focused on that.
Well, and that was one of your messages on Tuesday night as well. You said that one city, you encouraged the crowd to hold up a finger, one city. Is that going to be kind of the mantra of the Gainey administration?
Absolutely, one city. I've been here my whole life. I've been here my whole life, Lynn. This is my city. This is our city. It's one city. We are one city. And to be competitive, we have to see ourselves as one city. And I believe that we can. We come together around so much, whether it's our sports, whether it's our culture, whether it's our arts and entertainment, you know, even around education. It's time that we move out of the silo and begin to look at ourselves as one city that has enough components where we can make it great for everybody. That's really the new America. That's what we're moving into. And that's exactly what we want to do.
So as you were running this race, a lot of people described you as the progressive candidate, Ed Gainey, the progressive Ed Gainey. And then KDKA TV, John Delano, I saw a report that he did, and he talked about the fact, you know, hey, if you think about it, Bill Peduto was described as the progressive candidate back then. Is that a plus or a minus when people call you the progressive Ed Gainey?
You know, I just look at my record. A lot of my votes have been progressive. But throughout this campaign, what I like to say is this. You know, we've had from socialists to progressives to moderate to conservative support us. That's our city. Because at the end of the day, they want to see the same thing. Regardless of what ideology they fall on, they want to see clean streets. They want to see good parks. They want to see their lives taken care of. They want to see a healthy education system. They want a good city. Regardless of what part of the spectrum that you fall, they want good police-community relations. So regardless of where we're at, we're one city, and I'm happy that I have support for every part of the ideology spectrum. And so, yes, my votes are mainly progressive. They have been, and I don't have a problem with that. But I believe that when you look at the full spectrum of who supported me, it speaks more of one city than it does anything else.
And can I add one other thing on there? Because you know we're in November, Mr. Gainey, and you know folks like their snow removal. They like to be able to get up their streets, and you know that can make or break a mayor.
Yeah, you know, in the wintertime, you know, I always thought the hills on the east side was bad until I went to Brookline. Woo! When I was up in Brookline and I seen them hills, I couldn't imagine how you get a whole lot of snow. And they get off them hills. So I understand that snow removal is instrumental in making sure that we're cleaning up our city. And that's why you heard me talk so much about Department of Public Works. And I can't wait to work with them. I spoke to a lot of them. I'm excited. We want to make sure we clean up the city for everybody.
And last question before we let you go, because I know you have a lot of work to do within the city, but one of the other issues that came up during the campaign was the city's relationship with UPMC. How important is that going to be in the first year of your administration? Can you tell?
Yeah, you know, I reached out to the new CEO. You know, I wish her the best. We'll have another meeting. We'll have some discussion, and we'll sit down and talk. The ultimate goal is how we together can help grow this city. You know, I've been clear about where I'm at with things, so I'm going to let that relationship begin to take care of itself, and look forward to meeting with her again.
Ed Gainey, we congratulate you. We are excited about what the future holds. And my days on this side of the microphone are numbered, so I'll just be able to sit back and watch. Thanks for joining us today,
Lynn,
my friend.
Lynn, before I go, Lynn, I just want to thank you for your years of service. You've been the ultimate professional, and I just appreciate the way you've covered the news, the voice that you gave this city. I don't know what you're going to do in retirement, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, and I'm not going to fade off into the darkness, that's for sure. Rest assured, you'll hear from me. I'm going to keep you on speed dial, Ed Gainey. I appreciate you, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day, Lynn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.